We began to think about some of the things that we should give thanks to God for our mummies. And we've already had one of the most important ones. Do you remember what it was? Food, isn't it? Very important ingredient. Our meals, because they feed us. But what else do we want to give thanks to God for our mummies? They feed us. What else do they do? Maybe something we don't always like too much, but they have to do it. I'll give you a clue. We're looking at the word mother. Shall I give you a clue? They organize us, don't they? Well, they try to. Not very successfully. Not always, I mean. Certainly in our family. Organize, that's right, because they try to guide us. They want to help us to grow up so that we learn to put our shoes together, that we put our clothes away, that we tidy up our rooms. Because they love us, because they want us to organize, be organized. What if you can think what the next letter might be? They train us. They show us how to do things. My mummy showed me how to do the ironing and do the washing. It's very important for little boys to know how to do the ironing and washing and washing up. They discipline us. Mummies have to discipline us and show us how to grow up. Here's another one. We've already talked about this one. Mummies love us, and that's very important. They love us so much. What else do your mummies do? What else does your mummy do? How about this one? Begins with E. Before you went to school, your mummy was doing something. Your mummy said something? Did your mummy help you to read and write? Mine did. Read me stories every evening. They teach us how to grow up. And one more. R. Who can think what the R might be? Any ideas? Mummies rescue us when we get into trouble. They rescue us, don't they? They protect us. Mummies are very good at protecting children. They protect us. They rescue us. So we can spell mother with words like that, but actually you can spell mother with every letter of the alphabet. Do you want me to show you how you can spell mother with every letter of the alphabet? Here we go. Mummies are always bold, calmly dynamic, ever flowing, grace hysteric, increasing joy, kindly lavish, majestically novel, originally practiced, quietly resounding, silently tactful, not always, unyieldingly valorous, that means courageous, and wonderfully charismatic, because I'm dyslexic, and your zealous love for me, all the words of the alphabet we do need to say. Happy Mother's Day. And if you want a copy of that, there's some after the service. So today we're thanking God for our mummies, aren't we? We're thanking God and we're praying for our mummies because God made us through them. You know, that's the one thing we all have in common. We all have a mummy. You wouldn't be here if you didn't have a mummy. We all have a mummy. Whether she lives near us or a long way away. My mummy lives a long way away. Whether she is with us or whether she's in heaven. God gave them the love they have for us and the wisdom and the strength they needed to look after us. And often it's our mummies that lead us to God by their example, by bringing us to Sunday school, and by their prayers. So today we're giving thanks to God for our mummies because all the best that we learn from our mummies comes from God. And even more amazingly, the Bible tells us that God cares for us just like a mummy. The Bible tells us that God feeds us. In Hosea chapter 11, it says, I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. To them I was like one who lifts a little child to the cheek, and I bent down to feed them. God loves us just like a mummy in feeding us. And Jesus said something very similar. People don't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So God feeds us. Secondly, like a mummy, God guides us. Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." He feeds us. He guides us. God disciplines us as well. In Hebrews chapter 12, it says, "Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father?" And the Bible also tells us that God loves us. "As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you," God said in Isaiah 66. And Jesus said, "As a father has loved me, so I loved you. Remain in my love." We see the love of God revealed in Jesus. God feeds us, he guides us, he disciplines us, he loves us just like a mother. And God teaches us too. Psalm 34 says, "Come, my children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord." And then lastly, God protects us. In Luke chapter 13, Jesus says, "How often I've longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings." And in a similar passage, Jesus says, "I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." So God feeds us, he guides us, he disciplines us, he loves us, he teaches us, and he protects us. You know, it's possible to have a mother, have a mummy, and not know her. Maybe because we're an orphan, or because we were adopted. But we can still thank God for our mummies. In the same way, we were created by a loving God, but we may not know him. We may not know him as our Heavenly Father. And that's why Jesus came, and that's why we have our Sunday clubs every other Sunday morning of the month to help us learn how to get to know God through Jesus as our loving Father. So, today we're thanking God for our mummies, but we're also thanking God that in Jesus it's possible to know him and to discover his will and purpose for our lives. And there's a verse in the Bible that sums up everything God feels towards you. And here it is. He feeds us, he guides us, he disciplines, he loves us, teaches us, and protects us. And here it is. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Today we're giving thanks to God for our mothers, because in our mothers we discover what God is like. God loves us so much that he sent Jesus to make it possible for us to know him. I'm going to say a prayer, and if you would like to know God as your loving Heavenly Father, you may like to pray the prayer with me. Let's close our eyes and be silent for a moment. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our mummies. We thank you that you brought us to life through them. And today we want to thank you for them. We thank you that in the Bible you've revealed yourself just like a mother and a father caring for their children. We thank you that you sent Jesus into the world to be our friend, to be our guide, to be our Savior. Please, Lord, help us to get to know you as our Heavenly Father, as our loving Mother, one who created us to know you. Help us to learn more about your will for our lives, so that as we grow up, we can be like the best of our Mother and Father. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And as you leave today, if you would like, there's a little sheet of paper with all of the verses I've looked at today, so that you can think about them some more, so that we give thanks to God for our mothers, but also learn to get to know God better as well.